This is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW. And any of you who have ever met me know my most favorite topic is the importance of arts to learning. That is how I got involved in education. And so I am just thrilled to be here with two people who share that passion. Sherry Griffith, who is the executive director of the California State PTA, and Heather Ippolito, who is the arts chair for a committee at the California State PTA. So, Sherry, arts and education, why is it so critical, and what are people doing about it now?
Well, it's absolutely integral to everything in our public school system in terms of not only learning about the arts and the foundation of the arts and the history of the arts, but also really to develop the skill sets that children need, that the youth of our state need, in terms of their own self-confidence, their own understanding of their abilities, their own ability to work with others. There's so many aspects of the arts that create that whole child concept that PTA is so supportive of. It also really helps with a lot of our populations that are at risk. If you're not engaged in school, it might be that one drama course. It might be band. It could be visual art that you're working on, photography. It is absolutely critical and always has been, and our education code states it very clearly. We just haven't implemented it. And so what we're doing, what PTA is doing, is we've joined forces with a group called Create California. It's not a separate group. It's what we call Collective Impact. There are five leading groups, including the Governor's Arts Council. We've come together over the last 5 years to say we've got to change the paradigm of the conversation. And so we are leading a campaign. It just launched in the month of October, and we are working to change the public's perception of the arts, that it's invaluable to a quality education. So the public campaign is very similar. If you ever saw the Hope campaign for the Barack Obama presidential race, if you've seen the Got Milk campaign on the why we should drink milk, any of those efforts where you say to the public, you need to see this differently. It's not an add-on. It's not an enhancement. It isn't just for certain kids. It's about equity for all kids. We're just launching the campaign. It's going to involve visuals. It will involve messaging. And it's really to get to some key audiences. It's to get to students. It's to get to parents, community, what I like to call Joe Taxpayer, the person who doesn't seem to be as connected to the schools today. It's also about getting to artists and to our creative economy in California to talk about Create and what they can do to help us with that. And then lastly, our educators, administrators in our districts and our schools, it's to make sure that we get out of the negative approach where we say, love the arts, but we just can't afford to do it. Darn. We're saying, nope, you can't afford not to do it if you're going to have well-rounded students coming out of our public school system. So the concept is the verbal Create. Our campaign is called Create California. We're going to go into every community and say, this is about Create California. This is about Create San Francisco, Create San Jose. It's about creating and really identifying what this state is all about, which is we are innovative, we are creative, but we have to educate our children to have those values and those skills.
So Heather, you're a volunteer parent with the PTA and chair of their arts committee. How does this resonate with you?
Well, it's a really exciting time right now. I am a former elementary school educator, and I was an arts teacher on special assignment until they cut the funding.
Wait, boo.
I know. So personally, I also can relate to that. But to have a message that everyone can get behind, because every parent that I speak to, they agree that the arts are important. And we go sit in our LCAP meetings, and we go talk to our principals and our superintendents, and they say, well, we agree, but. And so hopefully this campaign will help us get to the other side so that we don't have to hear the but anymore, so that everyone can agree that this is what's best for our kids, for our community, for our world at large. The arts are so crucially important, especially now teaching empathy and understanding, which we're seriously lacking, I personally believe, in a lot of areas. So we are very excited about this campaign.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and we're talking about the arts, the importance of arts to learning, how the arts are integral to creativity and innovation. But it really is something that, Heather, as a parent, what has the PTA been doing to help parents understand how critical this is?
I'm so excited that you asked that. We recently launched the Parents Guide to Visual and Performing Arts, which is sometimes in teacher lingo called the VAPA Guide, Visual and Performing Arts. And so we partnered with Create California to come up with a booklet written for parents in language that's easy to understand that covers the four current content areas in the arts: music, dance, theater, and visual arts. And it goes from kindergarten to high school and explains to parents exactly what their children should be getting in each of those areas every year. And then what I especially love about it is at the end of every section, there is a suggestion of things that you can do at your school, in your home, and in the community to move the arts forward. Also, in the very back of the guide, we talk about careers that can come out of participation in the arts. And surprisingly, not really surprisingly, but to some people maybe surprisingly, we're not suggesting that every child who studies visual arts is going to be a famous painter. However, there are lots of skill sets that you can get by studying art, dance, theater, public speaking, confidence, spatial reasoning, which are things I want my doctor to have when they're operating on me. Those are all things that come out of the arts. We're excited to announce that online, if you go to capta.org and you search for the Visual and Performing Arts Guide, you will find it as a PDF both in English and in Spanish as well. We're working on getting it translated into some other languages, but right now we at least have it available in English and Spanish for anyone to access.
Okay, so I'm a parent, and I want to talk to my teacher about the importance of visual and performing arts. What are some of the things that I might be asking?
Some of the things you're asking are, how are you integrating the arts into your curriculum?
Let's take a step back.
Okay.
Because a lot of people might not even know what that means. How are you integrating the arts into your curriculum? So you're talking to the teacher, and the teacher's teaching a lesson in social studies. Mm-hmm. So what would that mean?
So what you're looking for is you're looking for whether the teacher is bringing in visual arts into that. Are they looking at period paintings, or are the students replicating what they believe life on the prairie looked like, for example, in fifth grade? Are they bringing stories, poetry? Maybe are they doing theater where they're reenacting part of the gold rush and what life was like out in the gold fields? You're looking for music. Are they bringing in songs to the period? I know my husband is a history teacher, and so he makes sure when he's doing a Civil War unit that he's bringing in those songs that they were singing in the Civil War, because you can get so many rich historical details just from listening to what was being done in the actual time period.
Well, that's a really great sort of segue, because I want to talk to Sherry about something, because the PTA has been very involved in helping parents understand the importance of the arts through a program called School Smarts.
Mm-hmm, yes. It's founded on the arts. The concept is that when parents really are their child's first teacher, they need to not only understand and navigate the school system, which School Smarts does, I think, really, really well, but they also need to know how to communicate with their child in terms of understanding and using the arts to display, understand, organize interaction with their own child. So, for example, we have arts activities in School Smarts that include listing your family's values, and you use the arts to describe it, and there's visuals that we use and print. It's also to have an appreciation of culture. So one of the things we're really trying to do with the program in the next iteration is to also bring in music from other cultures, cultures of the parents that we serve, and we serve a very broad, diverse group of parents across the state, and also to take it to the advocacy level. So the very next piece we're doing, which is really exciting, is the development of an LCAP module, which is the Local Control Accountability Plan module, to allow parents to take what they learn from School Smarts and then take the next step as an advocate, an arts advocate, to go into their local schools and their districts and say, you know what, we don't have a well-rounded arts curriculum. We don't have enough arts in every school. And I, as a parent, am advocating for my school as well as all the schools in my district. So that's where we're taking School Smarts, and we're doing it really through the arts.
I'd really like to thank Sherry Griffith, who is the executive director of the California State PTA, and Heather Ippolito, who is a parent and chair of their special committee on the arts, not only for talking to me, but for what you do every day to support arts education in our schools. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.